Here we are, XM Satellite Radio.
We got to say hi to Kevin Smith, big star and a great friend of the Opie and Anthony show. Kevin, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, folks. How are you?
There he is.
I heard you were calling today, and I was psyched.
Yeah, here I am. But unfortunately, you're in for a letdown. I got nothing to talk about.
No, you always have something to talk about, my friend.
No, nothing this time.
No, actually, today I have absolutely nothing to talk about.
I'm a blank slate, man.
How'd the book do, man? How was your book last time we saw you? Just go on sale.
We debuted at number 32 on the New York Times bestseller list, soft cover, which sounds bad, but was actually great.
No, that's really good.
Awesome. Yeah.
I never thought it would chart, man. I mean, it's something you could have read for free on the net for years.
And we're starting to play some of your old podcasts on this channel.
Yeah, you guys, it was last week, I guess, Smodcast went up.
So, Smodcast, right.
How'd it do?
I think it did well. I mean, there was some nice feedback on it.
Right on.
Yeah, so absolutely.
You guys going to keep doing it?
We would love to.
Sweet, I'm getting rich.
So this is Jim Norton. There was some talks about a possible movie opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Remember that, Kevin?
What's up? What?
There was some talks about a possible movie opportunity.
Yes.
I like that. Yes.
Oh, wait, no. I mean, like, where you were making one and maybe you thought of me.
Yes.
For a part.
Of course. You're in, sir. We start shooting in January.
Oh, good.
All right, Jim. You got a part.
I wouldn't forget, Jim.
But, Kevin, I haven't gotten my script yet.
Jim is the little one, right?
Yeah. Jim's the insignificant one. The blob that occasionally speaks.
Jim, I know when I come on the show, I always plug your stuff, but did you just put out a new DVD?
Well, it's actually, it's HBO put it out. It's the HBO special is now being sold on DVD.
Right on. How's it doing?
I don't know. I think they're happy. I mean, they call a lot, and they just talk about it. They go, please plug it. So apparently it's doing really well. I mean, they're giving it away for free tonight at Caroline's, which is always the sign that your DVD is selling like hotcakes, when they're like, look, it's actually going to be cheaper to give these away than send them back to the warehouse unsold. I think it's doing okay, actually. They have a good marketing department.
So you guys are going to keep running this podcast on Saturday nights.
Yeah, absolutely, because we're hoping for that the big call from Kevin Smith. We're all secretly hoping that you're seeing something in us. You know that, right?
Yes.
That's why I'm here. I'm on the show.
I'm sure we're not telling you anything you don't know already. I'm sure your own friends and family do it to you.
They do.
They're constantly auditioning for you.
We're always acting in front of Kevin. Like, whenever he walks in, I kind of, like, lean on one elbow and I look dramatic. I'm like, good point, Kevin.
Walk into that room, I feel like Alan fucking Alda.
Yeah. Bunch of Lucy Ricardos in this room.
Now, Lucy, Kevin Smith is coming to the studio. I don't want you auditioning.
When are you coming back in? How come you're not in?
I'm on the West Coast, sir. Kind of difficult to make it there.
Oh, you're a sleepy boy.
I head to Pittsburgh this week we're scouting some more, and we're kind of in the throes of pre-production right now, so at least I'm closer. So, at least in the same time zone.
Yes.
What do you think about this writer's strike? Give me how long?
I'm hoping it's done by Christmas.
Not likely, though,
right?
It
doesn't look like it, man. I've been watching a lot of video clips on the web. The Writers Guild has its own, YouTube channel, so you can watch a bunch of writers out on the picket lines being joined by actors and whatnot. It's kind of inspiring, though it hasn't inspired me to get out on the line because apparently it requires a bunch of walking.
Yeah, for some reason.
I love the Writers Guild, and I'm a writer and part of the guild and Go Union and all that shit, but I haven't worked out in 3 years. So I'm not going to start now for this.
Well, you're kind of at the point, though, where you can stand there like everybody else does. The celebrities that show up just stand there.
If they have a standing section, I'm there, man.
Oh, man, I saw the standing section yesterday, Kevin, here in New York. It was...
Where are they picketing in New York?
It was in front of
Radio
Time Warner.
City.
Well, Time Warner yesterday, and they had the standing section, which had Robin Williams, Richard Belzer... who else? Roseanne.
Tim Robbins.
They were in the standing section waiting to be interviewed.
See, if you got those massive celebrities out there, you don't need a fucking Silent Bob showing up.
No.
Yes.
No, it's good PR.
Robin Williams, if you got Robin Williams standing out there striking, that's more attention grabbing than like, hey, wasn't that dude in fucking Die Hard for 3 minutes?
Not to lap your ass, but I think more people would be coming up to you.
Yeah. You're a bit more intelligent than most of the people we just named. So.
I think most of the people that come up to me they just mistake me for somebody they went to high school with.
Hey, dude, didn't I?
It's really interesting watching celebrities, though. They're always looking for their opportunity because, like, the writers were doing doing the lap and walking the picket line. And these guys were just hanging around, making believe they had something to do. But what they really were doing was making sure they stayed close to the cameras, waiting for them to go, hey, hey,
what you do is you show up with free food.
Yeah.
Like donuts or like pizza.
Like they
smile and wave.
That's the thing that keeps me from going, man, is like you don't want people to think you're going for the wrong reason. For me, it's enough to stop riding and striking. I think I look at it from the perspective of like the people I know who are not in the movie business, who are just like, I don't understand why famous people are going. Aren't they rich? And I'm like, ugh. That's the thing, you don't want people taking it wrong, man.
Yeah.
You should show up with a bucket of cold water and throw it on them and start yelling, back to work, back to work.
I'm a strike buster.
Yeah, get back to work. It's 20 degrees out.
Come down with that piece of 2x4.
Old-time strike.
It'd be kind of interesting to like try to cross the picket line and get punched in the face by Tina Fey.
Yeah. Break up a strike like Lee J. Cobb and fucking On the Waterfront when it broke it up.
Ellen DeGeneres is a strike buster.
Is she? She's still doing that show?
She decided to go back to work, and in honor of the writer, she's not going to do a monologue.
So what she maintains is, aside from the monologue, that show is not written whatsoever?
No, she...
It's all personality driven.
Right. It's all her.
She's very talented.
It's all about
her. She's just going to dance a lot longer.
Well, she said that a lot of people made their vacation plans to see her show and all, and, you know...
Don't want to disappoint them.
You can't let down the common man.
Can't let down the fat mom from Kansas.
Yeah, it's more important that some fucking twat from the Midwest is more important than writers getting their fucking... what they're due for the next 10 years...
All I know is it's going to prolong us getting back to Lost, which kind of irritates me.
Oh, see? Another Lost fan. That's me, too. I'm like, I know they got a few made, but you know, I got to find out what happened so I could have no clue what's happening.
And I don't know if this is wrong to admit, but I missed an episode of 30 Rock, and I was just watching it online this morning. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of the problem as well, because they do run ads during this thing. I'm watching the 30 Rock episode, and there's like 3 ads for Dove soap. So obviously they know how to monetize this shit. And that's the writer's beef is just like, hey, man, network TV has stopped doing the traditional rerun. Mm-hmm. Like, you won't see, during Heroes' initial run last year, they never reran that show. But you can go to, like, a website, to the NBC website, or you can go to iTunes at the time, because NBC doesn't deal with iTunes anymore, and download the episode and buy it. So they found crafty ways to, like, gyp writers out of their residuals, and that's the shitty thing.
Holy shit, I just realized there's no reruns anymore. So
it was very, like, there was no announcement, there was no, like, guess what, we're getting rid of reruns. It was just all quiet and insidious, because they found a way
to pay
revenue streams with it. Yeah, they just put it up online.
Do they pay actors on those things on the internet or no?
That's an excellent question. And I guess that's why SAG is showing a lot of solidarity with the Writers Guild strike, because, you know, as go the writers, so goes SAG to some degree. And they've got their contracts up, I think, in the summer or something. But, yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if those guys get a hit off it. I guess not. And do you know what the writers are striking for? I mean, aside from to some of the more obvious things, like the home video issue, this DVD thing. Like, there's 4%. I don't even know if it's 4%. Essentially, on every dollar that they make off of a DVD, I think writers get 2.5 cents. And that has been the same for 20 years. I mean, because it goes back to VHS.
How much do they want?
They're looking for just double that, sir.
Yeah, 5%. Oh, 5%.
Yeah, or maybe 8 or something. But what it is, whatever it is such, it's pennies, man.
Wasn't that
like,
a screw up?
A residual check that is less than a fucking postage stamp.
Wasn't that a screw up on the union's part back 20 years ago? And they kind of looked at it and said, this won't really.
There was when the video market was growing, the Writers Guild made a concession because it was a new media, and they were like, look, we'll take a small percentage as opposed to asking for a larger cut. Because it's just like, if you buy a book, right? Every time you buy a book, every time you buy a copy of Harry Potter, every time a copy of Harry Potter sells, J.K. Rowling gets a taste. Mm-hmm. Every time an album sells, either, you know, as a CD or prior to that records, and even now with digital downloads, the artists get a taste. But with writers on TV, it's, you know, basically it's the one airing now. It used to be once it aired, and then when it went into reruns, and then when it went into syndication. But they've kind of insidiously gotten rid of the rerun. So, and a lot of these cats, man, it's like, you know, a lot of people think Hollywood people make so much money, or people that work in TV make so much money. And there are some people that absolutely do, but there are some cats, like a struggling writer, who has to live off one episode that they got their name on, you know, for like the rest of their lives. And it's not just like the pennies that come in. It's also, you know, your pension and your medical, which in this country is very, I sound like I'm a Writers Guild advocate.
I know. This is an informed motherfucker.
No, I like getting the knowledge.
I should get, I just pick up a picket sign and get my fat ass out there, but I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're busy.
Well, you can walk the line in Pittsburgh. I'm sure there's some.
There's some local network affiliate there, right, that I can stand in front of and piss on the front door.
You're scouting for
Zach and Mary Make a Porno, Sir, which we fully cast up, and we make our announcement a week from today, actually.
A week from today on
Who the cast is, who Zach and Mary are, who's mm-hmm. going to play them.
Oh, well, cool.
It's big. We got anyone we know. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How about you make the announcement on our show? We could use a little buzz on the internet.
I'll do it simultaneously. Friday morning, I'll call you guys up.
The same time.
The same exact time that the newspaper hits the stand, I'll be like, hey.
Big names, though, huh?
Yeah, it's we got real. We're blessed this time around.
Has every part been cast, Kev?
Not every part.
Yeah. Groveling ass.
I ain't lying, dude. Norton, there's definitely a part for you. It ain't huge, but you know, it'll be key, and it'll cater directly to your talents.
Ooh.
Oh, great. She's going to have me with a tranny somewhere, like apologizing to a police officer. I thought it was a girl.
There's a scene where a somewhat slight dude has a tranny brick right in his mouth.
Wow. Do you consider me... Hopefully, he doesn't think I'm slight. I get to play the tranny. That would be kind of nice.
Hey, man, after I was on... Remember when I was on the show last time? What is it? Two girls, one cup?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That thing has like exploded now. People keep
literally
sending me links to it, and I'm like, "Hey man, did you hear the O&A show?" And they're like, "No, somebody sent me this link." I think you guys may have unearthed that. Were you guys
really
the first one?
I really do too, man.
Yeah, that was like, because now we're doing reactions.
Right,
reaction.
I've seen that. Where people are just like, "Oh,
yeah." It's hysterical to watch people watching that.
Yeah.
It's that awful that people just watching it is funny to watch.
It's pretty horrible. But
you've seen it, right?
The first person that sent me that link, I immediately got emailed back. Give credit to O&A. They found it.
Hey, cool, man.
Kevin, can you humor us? Because we got Bill Byrne in the studio, very funny guy, and he's never seen Two Girls, One Cup.
Do it.
And this is what's going on the internet. So people are now filming people watching the video, not the video anymore.
With all the programming, the first run programming, the written programming that's now missing on the network, just run this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would that be fantastic.
A half hour show.
The ultimate reality show.
A half hour show.
All you need to do is feed someone.
Bill, you've never seen Two Girls, One Cup?
No.
Burr won't even flinch.
You don't think?
No.
I don't like this kind of shit.
It's not that bad.
Graphically disgusting sex.
It's not gross.
Don't build it up. Undersell.
Oh,
man.
Jimmy.
It's actually not, though. It's weird, but not... You're going to look at it...
Yeah, but Jim, your line is so much further down.
But no, I understand what most people are. You're going to look at it and go, eh, a little weird. I'm telling you, you're not going to be...
I'm not buying it, Jim.
You don't have to, I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
All right, we're trying...
A little weird.
It's going to take us a minute to find it, but we can continue.
Destroy some more of the innocence.
What is Two Girls in One Cup? Two Girls, One Cup.
It's kind of like Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, kind of. In a cup.
Or two guys, a girl, and a pizza parlor. It's in that,
oh my
that
God, I,
two tradition.
You know what? I did an episode of that.
Pizza Place, right?
Yeah.
Did you?
I had five lines, five words.
What'd you say? This show fucking sucks.
All right, Kevin, we're ready for Two Girls, One Cup. Here's right. Bill Burr's reaction.
I'm Bill Burr. Now, Bill, just watch.
Just watch.
That's all you guys.
Please don't look away, by the way. A lot of people have watched the video.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to have the video reaction?
Yeah.
You have to.
Hey, Burr won't flinch, I'm telling you.
You don't think so?
Nope.
All right, here we go. Two Girls, One Cup. Starts with some nice lesbian action.
Starts off nice. Got a Hindu hygienist.
Oh! No, Bill, come on.
Oh, Jesus. That looks like it's butterscotch. It's not that bad.
Doesn't it remind you of a Carvel commercial?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, it does. It looks a little... Oh, God. Oh, no.
Here comes my favorite part. Right about here.
Open your eyes, Bill.
Bill, come on.
No.
Little toppings. Little topping never hurt anyone. Watch this.
It's the one video clip that will simultaneously ruin and reinforce your faith in humanity.
What do you think, Bill?
I wonder when they script this, if he goes, all right, but first you kiss her the shit in the mouth, and then you vomit the shit into her mouth. No. Don't vomit the shit first. You're going to kill
the baby bird. They stole it.
Yeah.
They stole it. Oh, my God.
They stole our baby bird.
That is so just heinous.
Wait, is there any sound in that?
No, there isn't. It's silent.
Did they talk?
Some old lady plays the piano like a silent.
There is
film.
Some kind of music to it.
But no, there's no talking.
I'm not sure.
Because our Brazilian girl from yesterday was here. I would love to have her tell us what they say because I never know what they're saying in that filthy scat porn.
Oh my God!
Right, I love when my smoothie comes right after this video.
Yeah, here's the music. I guess that plays. It's just some nice piano, Kevin, in the background as this
it
horrific
sounds like
thing
Richard Clayderman accompaniment.
Yeah, that is nice.
All right, that's it.
They picked the appropriate music.
How do they find two girls?
I mean, because they're rich.
No.
The girls were easy, but they had a cup shortage and fucking
no,
girl, all.
Girls that hot that would actually, you know?
They're poor.
Yeah.
They need
and
money.
To tie it back into the writer's strike, if they don't end the strike soon, writers will be forced into those situations.
Yes, yeah. Two writers, one cup.
You know what?
You'll see like Greg Daniels and Damon Lindelof from Lost. Two dudes, one cup.
They'll lick shit out of Ellen's contact.
No one makes that video. It's just simply the name of the video because it's horrific videos all over the internet. But Two Girls, One Cup just is
and
a
the
perfect
other,
name.
Sounds like a karate movie.
Yeah.
Crouching Dragon.
Hidden cup.
Show him Poo Button.
Yeah, we haven't done Poo Button in a while.
Although Poo Button is a come down after two girls, one
Why
cup.
Don't we just pop up Lemon Party and discuss that?
Kevin, you got to help us discuss Lemon Party. Wait, Kevin, you got a computer nearby?
I do.
Why don't you play along at home? You got to pop up lemonparty.org.
Hold on one sec.
And we want to get your opinion on this picture because we're trying to figure out who the gayest guy is.
All right, what's it called?
Lemonparty.org.
No, the trick is. You gotta look.
Lemon.
Yeah, lemon.
Yeah, lemon.
Why
lemon
do you guys
party.
Watch this shit? Why would you do that? Why would you want that on your fucking?
Now, what you gotta figure with this one is if you had to be somebody.
I'm not watching.
It's a picture.
I just have to watch page holder. Is just it lemon
page holder?
Lemon party, one word. .org.
Is that it?
Last time I looked at one of your videos like this, some guy
had a video.
Foot all the way up somebody's ass.
We're trying to get Kevin on board here.
Right. Wait, lemonparty.com?
.org.
Org. Oh,
it must be an organization. Yes. But now the trick is, if you had to be someone in this picture, who would you be?
Okay, it's loading.
All right, once again, it's three very old guys naked. One guy's blowing.
I'd be the Asian.
Which Asian?
Asian with a Don Ho face.
You think that guy's Asian?
Yeah, I thought that too.
Now why? Because he's like touching the guy's chest. That's pretty.
Right. The other guy's got a dick in his mouth, and the other guy is getting fucking manhandled by two guys. So I would go for
the guy on top.
He seems like he can make the easiest.
Who did we
escape.
Call him? We have Arnold Palmer.
we call him Arnold
Palmer. The guy laying down is Ed Koch, getting the blowjob.
The guy's Thurston Howell.
Thurston Howell.
Or you could say we have really queer, who's the guy blowing, Lucky Devil, and Mr. Affectionate.
You got the picture there?
No, I got no. I have is audio of you guys from an earlier show.
That's weird.
Mr. Affectionate has the exact.
Did they
same
put our
sunburn?
Audio up on Lemon Party?
On
I'm
his
trying
face
to get there, but it won't load
cock.
Up.
Hmm.
Yeah, well,
that's a good point by Bill. Mr. Affectionate has a red face and a red cock. It was like he just. That was a really creepy tanning job.
Do I have to click the register button?
He went in with the scuba suit that he left the fly down.
Wait, we got it easy.
You don't want to register to anything.
Kevin.
Yeah, I was going to say, please don't make me register.
No, don't do www.
Just do lemonparty.org?
Yeah, let's try that.
All right, hold on.
That's nowhere nearly as horrific as what you just showed me.
Oh, I've seen this picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, but we discuss this now every day.
If you have to be somebody in this picture, who would you be?
Now,
Mr. Affectionate.
Wait, but tell Kevin the participants. You got, obviously, Kevin, you see Arnold Palmer, sucking dick, right?
Right.
And then
Ed Koch is laying down.
Right.
And then
he's getting his dick sucked as he deep kisses the
yeah, it looks
like
Mr. Miyagi deep.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah, Miyagi. Yeah.
Actually,
wax
you know what?
On, wax on.
Yes.
So, as far as identity purposes, you want to be Ed Koch because you can't quite tell what he looks like. He can play it off like.
But if you had to be one of those guys, which one would you choose, Kevin?
My nature tells me to be the giver because I'm a giver by nature. But I think for the purposes of the radio show, I'll have to say that I'll be Ed Koch, the taker, the receiver of the gift.
I think that I think he's actually dead, and the one guy is a mortician, and he's like, look, their cocks stay hard for a few hours, so he sucks it while his friend came over and just kissed the body, and they're laughing while they do this.
Necrophiliac porn, man. Senior citizen necrophiliac porn.
Nice.
And the guy right now is blowing, and he's trying to sneak the watch off the body. That's why his hand is on the guy's fucking outer thigh. He wants to steal that smart watch.
I gotta say, though, this kind of makes me happy because apparently, even in old age, people are still just dogs.
Absolutely. Just horny fucking dogs.
Still shaming their father, even in their old age.
look at the horror that happens to the human body.
Just ravaged.
Older. Ugh.
Yeah. But apparently, it could still work.
I love old dog dick, sort of. Though. Mr. Affection, it's fucking red, awful, sore dick.
Yeah, the dude that's getting blown seems to have no balls.
Yeah, what the hell happened there?
Oh, they're probably hangers.
The eunuch.
They're probably hanging.
Oh, he's sitting on him.
Yeah, he's probably sitting on him.
Maybe he tucked him back because he's trying to trick him into thinking he's a girl.
Oh, that is funny. He does have no balls. Good point. It's just hair all
Are
over.
Are you guys going to analyze this thing? Like
we have been. Over and over. I don't know why we have to go over this every day.
It's just like the Kennedy assassination. Right there, the guy getting blown is black dog.
The driver shot him in the dick.
I got a problem with the deep kissing.
Maybe it's the early morning hour for me because it's not even 7 o'clock here, but no. I find this oddly arousing. I like to think of my grandfather like this.
Aww, that's sweet.
I love Arnold Palmer, man. He's great.
Which one is he? The guy with the cock in his mouth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That is. Get a picture of Arnold Palmer, and that's him right there.
I just love the stiff posture on the guy laying there getting blown. He has no personality at all. He's just laying there like, go ahead, suck the big boy. And the other guy, he's just letting kiss him because he's too tired to fight him off. I bet you he's normally not even affectionate. He probably just likes to get sucked and ignore you. But
we have a bleachers full of
hot chicks, too.
A live audience. And and
we got
we're discussing
audience.
I'm sorry.
Old men blowing each other.
The Brazilian girl with her boyfriend is here. We have two girls from the Ohio. We have a man with fucking 1970 mutton chops, and he's got a couple of hot girls next to him. We have a fucking good crew out there today.
Why don't you guys just reenact the picture with some of the audience members?
All right.
There's our
All right, get some guys in here.
Look at the real picture of our pile.
Oh, yeah, that's
Tell
him.
He's not the same guy. Look at that.
He's got a Pennzoil tattoo.
Yeah.
I want to hear the story of what led to this picture.
Oh, yeah, I think people are fascinated by this.
At the old age home.
And that's all we have to say about the merger, so please, no more phone calls. It's very interesting times for us, and that's our take on the whole thing. So
that's our comment.
That's amazing, man, because I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah, well, who saw that coming?
When did you find out?
Well, late last night. That's why I'm a little tired. It kept me up all night, and I didn't sleep at all. So,
dude, if I knew that, I never would have moved to L.A. Well, what fucking dope I am.
What are you going
to
do? Let's get back to our interview with Kevin Smith. He's on the line live from L.A. Kevin!
Wait, I missed the merger thing. What'd you hear?
Got a little stock, do you?
Like I said, we got to move on. They want us to just move on from that. So,
is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's
we said everything we had to say.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
Really, pretty much have
Depends
to.
Depends on somebody's race.
Do we have to change the subject?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Devils Philly last night. Woo!
The what?
The Devils and Philly last night.
Oh.
What happened?
What is that?
The Devils slaughtered Philadelphia. It was nice.
I'm an Islander fan.
Oh, come on.
Yes!
Give it up, sir. you going to watch Saturday's game?
I'll be there, yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah, I got my tickets.
Right on.
You want to go?
You'll see my New Jersey Devils kill your New York Islanders?
I don't think so. You guys are playing in Newark now.
I know. Have you been there?
No, I'm not stupid.
You're out of your mind. It's an awesome arena.
Were you there?
Yeah, I went to the opening game.
I heard there's like a cop on every corner or under every light.
Let's just say there's a the police presence looks like something out of Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. There are just so many police around. And, of course, I don't use that in any racial sense of the term.
Of course
but
not.
There are so many police around. It's a total police state. You're safe. Safe as
can. Yeah, so, Kevin, for the trouble for that, right?
For the people out of the area, you got to explain this. Newark is a shithole, but it's coming back.
Newark's coming back in such a big way, man. The arena changed everything. Now it's a joy to drive around it. And, dude, you can walk around in it.
Coming back to what?
It's coming back.
I don't ever remember people like Sinatra singing about Newark.
Newark, Newark.
Good point, Bill. I guess. Yeah, you're right.
We're going to revitalize Trenton.
We're going to revitalize something that was always a shithole. But it's not to the point where I'm ready to, like, take a look yet, Kevin.
Oh, it's where if when are the Islanders playing there?
I don't know. I got to look at the schedule.
You going to go?
Actually, I'd probably go to check out
all
the
you need to do now to revitalize an area. You need a new sporting complex and like a cheesecake factory,
mm-hmm.
and then enough fat white people will come floating in and they'll consider it revitalized.
It's a pretty stellar place, man. It looks fantastic.
All right.
Lots of places to eat.
Well, that's important.
Yeah, of course. You go to a hockey game, all you want to do is eat.
There's oxygen.
You can breathe there.
It reminds me of going to see the Yankees.
Why?
Well, they figured because it's in a horrific area, and they figured that out, though. They built, like, 20-foot fences and everything, so you park your car, like, is my car going to be safe here? And then there's police all around, and then you, like, follow the maze of fences to the stadium.
Yep.
It's a week from today, dude. Islanders at the Devils, Friday, November 16th.
All right, now I need tickets. I don't have tickets for Devil games. Devil's games.
Don't you have connections with the Islanders?
Probably.
I just call them up and ask to be seated.
But I made fun of Al Arbor night, so maybe I don't anymore.
Mm. So. Yeah.
Is Mike Milbury still over with the Islanders?
No, they got rid of him.
You got to learn to play the game, sir.
Yeah, burning bridges.
Yeah, don't be. Not where free tickets are concerned.
Well, Jimmy started, and then I couldn't agree
Blame
more.
On Jimmy, wow.
Well, I don't even know who these
people
were.
That was nice.
Remember the Al Arbor bit we did?
That faggot.
The legendary Islanders coach, they bring him back because they figured out that he was one game away from 1,500 games coach. So as a gesture, he was in the hanging with the players. And doing absolutely nothing.
He suggested a couple things, and they just said, shut the fuck up and sit
down. Shut the fuck up.
We'll get you your women, you can go home.
Shut up, we gave you a corsage. We just stand there.
Because you watch shit, dick.
See, Kevin, I can't help it. We get dragged in.
Hey, man, let me ask you guys a question completely off topic. You guys are all MySpaced out, but have you Facebooked yet?
No, not really.
Nah, I haven't done the Facebook.
What's the difference?
Pretty genius, dude. I joined on Monday.
Yeah?
And then on Wednesday I had 5,000 friends, which apparently is the max. You can't have more than 5,000.
Well, why would anyone want to waste their time on fucking Facebook?
Because then they opened up a secondary, like you can open up a secondary page where you can go beyond the 5,000. But it's generally just for, you know, friends and people you communicate with.
Why do they limit it to 5,000 people?
Because I don't think it was conceived as like not so much the anti MySpace, but just an alternative to MySpace where it wasn't just approve everyone you know, but that's the way I went about it.
I hear from other people that have told me it's just full of pedophiles.
Is it?
Oh yeah,
I've heard. Wow, great acting, Kevin.
That's what I've heard.
Now I'm alarmed because I put up pictures of my kid.
Oh, Jesus.
And see, pictures of me as a kid.
See, you know what's going on today in our studio? We have the fine people from MySpace in here.
That's
videotaping
right.
Jimmy.
They're videotaping the whole crew, really.
Yeah. I'm on MySpace. I got 165,000 MySpace fans.
Do you really? I got 57,000.
I'm sorry. I should say friends.
165,000? I fucking stalled at less than 60. What a piece of shit I am.
You petered out.
I always feel good about that until I realize Dane Cook has like 2 million.
Oh, Dane Cook has fucking half of Asia and the old Soviet Union all wrapped up. You can't judge by Dane Cook. He's actually doing a gig on a fucking island. They're flying people in. 200,000.
Dude, you know what's funny about that? Like, I was on the road down to D.C. and I'm trying to fill a goddamn improv and they're bringing up, you know, Dane's playing with the fucking Washington Wizards play. It's like, great, dude. I'm sure he's beaming it from the space shuttle.
Yeah.
Can you help me fill a funny bone? God bless him, but I'm trying to make some money here.
I don't know. The guy, wow, look at them just beating this woman.
Well, they're very good in Pakistan at,
shit.
At political discourse.
We're just watching this Pakistan footage. They're having a bit of a problem over there in Pakistan.
Yes.
And people just seem to be beating people in the streets. And the news just loves showing it. Like, we don't show us really beating our own people in the streets on the news.
And if we do, it's followed by a court case and a riot.
Yeah. Here, though, we love watching people in faraway lands fucking each other up.
Well, there's two women just, they're apparently fighting over whose cunt smells the worst. And they declared it a draw because they released gulls and six landed on each woman's crotch. That's how they test over there whose cunt smells the most like a fucking dumpster. The cadaver pussy contest. It's like American Idol here. Bunch of mustachioed savages.
Holy shit, Jimmy.
Fucking just belting each other.
Look at her getting hit, pummeled, though.
Yeah.
They're playing it over and over again.
Geez, she took some good ones.
They're pulling her hair out.
Everyone's getting involved.
What did she do aside from just be a woman?
I don't know. She had that awful.
She had the audacity to have a vagina.
It's all women fighting, though. There's no guys hitting them.
The guys are hitting. Women are hitting her.
Yeah.
Oh, there are other women hitting one woman?
Yeah, it's all women, yeah.
There's two sides in this whole thing over there, and they seem to not agree.
Look at
what I can draw my conclusion from watching the video.
Yes.
Look at those awful police uniforms they have. It's like they bought them at a Halloween costume shop.
This isn't quite Pakistan-related, but I finally saw The Kingdom last night. Did anyone see The Kingdom?
No.
Oh, shit.
The movie that was just out?
The Kingdom.
I didn't get my screener copy.
Oh, it's good.
Damn it. I never go to the movies anymore.
Did you guys go
see Who's in that one?
30 Days of Night?
No. Is that any good?
Yeah, that one's good.
It had a good concept, man. I like the idea of, like, you know, vampires in Alaska where, you know, they got, like, all that time where there's zero sun.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was all right.
I saw
why would vampires
was,
just go there?
That's Kingdom yeah. was fucking spellbinding.
Really?
It was such an insanely well-made movie. That dude... Peter Berg, he used to be an actor, now he's a director more. Like, mm-hmm. He directed the Friday Night Lights, the movie, and he's also kind of behind the show a little bit. But, I mean, the movie he made, that dude's a fucking good filmmaker, man. Really,
yeah.
Really.
What's that movie about, though? The basic
the Kingdom?
Gist of it, yeah.
It's set in Saudi Arabia, where apparently, you know, since the 50s, America has had a base/town where it looks like a little version of America in the middle of Saudi Arabia. Protected, got walls and whatnot, and then there's a terrorist attack in the middle of it, and the FBI have to fight their way in to solve the crime because there's all sorts of laws that prohibit them from putting foot on Saudi soil. So it's Jamie Foxx, Jen Garner, Jason Bateman, and Chris Cooper have to go in and figure out who was responsible for the terrorist attack. But the first fucking 5 minutes of that movie will ensure that you never leave this country ever again.
Really? Okay.
It's really one. I mean, I hate to say it because I'm sure, you know, Saudi Arabia has its charms, but good Lord, you watch movies like that and you're just like, all right, so that's the movie version, which probably isn't nearly as intense as the real life version.
As the real
I'm
life.
I'm happy to stay in my home.
Yeah. Well, brutal. What's the worst that happens here? You're a college kid and Kevin Smith yells at you.
Or somebody turns you on to Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah.
OJ's in court today, huh?
Yeah, it's so cool to see him back in court. He looks the same, only his head's fatter.
He can't be sweating this. If you beat a double murder rap...
Yeah, he's looking at this like, come on, it's memorabilia stuff. Who cares?
He knows he's
I stole
going to
a suit.
Does you guys see that email that's going around, like the picture of O.J. Simpson, age 6, and it takes place at it's just one photo. It's an image of a kid's birthday party and a little white girl blowing out the candle of the cake, and there's a little black kid next to her who has a...
All right, there. I think we should go to our audience. Why are we wasting our audience?
Well, yeah, we got a Brazilian girl in here today, Kevin. She almost showed her hiney yesterday, and now today she's here with her boyfriend, so I think there's a connection there.
Yes. He wants her to show her hiney.
He's going
to
supervise. She's going to supervise.
Yes.
Is she truly from Brazil?
Yes. Well, she lives here, but she's Brazilian.
She's Brazilian.
Does she know anything about Brazilian fart porn?
Brazilian fart porn.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Yeah, she's...
Do you know anything about Brazilian... Well, come in.
It's really good to have her with no headphones in a soundproof room.
I know.
And talk to her. Give her a mic.
I've been sitting on her for the last 10 minutes. I was wondering why she wouldn't respond. Yeah.
Do you know anything about Brazilian fart porn?
I think so. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
you do?
It's pretty popular.
It's popular?
Over here, it's pretty popular, nervous. So I hear about it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you bring your boyfriend today?
He actually is the one that put me onto the show. So
yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, then we gotta like him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we gotta like him.
And he's great though.
Is he great?
Yeah.
Is he though? Really?
Yeah. Totally.
What does he do for you?
What is the criteria for great?
What does he do for you?
He's just my best friend and
aww.
He's
sweet.
A good
person. Very aww. Sweet.
That
very
best
kind.
Friendness goes a long way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's the sex life?
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, really? Yeah. Very good. He's a quiet guy. He's probably packing a fucking big hog. He's probably really angry when he fucks. He probably doesn't talk at all. He just grunts.
Give his name out.
What, do you want to give his first name out?
His name's Brian.
Brian.
It's Brian, huh?
So that when they break up, he's got a better shot at hooking up again.
Oh, man.
Hey, I like that.
I don't know. How old are you?
22.
You're 22, and how old is he?
23.
Yeah.
Has she ever been to Carnival? Mm.
No, I haven't either, so.
How long have you been going out?
A year.
A year, and first boyfriend?
No.
Okay. Sorry, dude, I'm not going to, you know.
Well, no, was he the first
we won't
guy?
Have a fucking clerk scene over here where you tell him how many dicks he has.
Was he the
that's
first the, guy
that's
you
that's
ever...
the story you never want to
no,
fucking
no,
hear.
No, right?
Not your first?
No,
he's not. Are you her first? I mean, is she your first?
All right, that's promising right there. Because I was going to say, right before that, I was going to say this relationship is doomed. But
how many guys before him?
Wishful thinking, I guess.
I don't know if I should answer that.
Well, just round off to the nearest
Kevin Smith
tent.
On the phone. He needs to know.
Exactly.
Sorry.
How many before him?
Do it by continent.
Start with the uncuts.
Well,
I think I'm going to round it off to like... 8 or 9, probably.
8 or 9.
How old were you first
That's
time?
That's 27. Yeah.
I was going to say, you got to do...
You were 15 when you first started.
Yeah.
That gets a boyfriend like, oh, God, would I like to have fucked you when you were 15?
No, that's not.
There's
that
a nice
bad.
4-second clip that they can take from this show.
Of course.
Nice going, Anthony.
Way to go.
I'm Chris Hansen. Anthony, take a seat over there. Have some cookies.
I thought you were here to pick up cookies and Nazi memorabilia.
Yes. 8 or 9. So, Bill, you're thinking it's a little higher than that, right?
I'm going to go just under 30. 27.
Wow.
Well, you kind of...
No, you know, by 17.
You got a grade on a curve.
I'm seeing a 7 in there. 17.
I don't think so, guys.
I don't think so.
I wish.
Is it safe to say that
I'm not buying this bashful
ass? Safe to say though, 8 or 9 is a little low. It could be a couple more.
It could be a couple.
15.
All right, so now we're up to 11 or 12.
Was it a little hazy? Like maybe you had a few, drinking a few or something. Maybe. That's usually what happens early on like that. More so earlier in your sexual activity or later?
Later.
So you kind of caught on and.
You ever
went on a rampage?
Did you ever
rampage?
Did you ever give it up because you were bored?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, if you're saying like the drinking thing, usually if I'm drinking, it's.
Oh my God. All we got to do is have her hang out long enough for the Than and Sam show.
I will never be able to make that claim that I give it up because I'm bored.
Hold on, wait, what, Kevin? We couldn't hear.
I said I will never be able to make that claim. Like I gave it up because I was bored.
Yeah, when does that happen?
I was
I'm fucking
engaged,
bored,
enthused, seeking,
and yeah, working. Trying to actually work it. It's like, I'm never sitting around going, eh, fuck, I'll push save on the game. I'm bored. Let me just go out and get laid.
Just
isn't
going to
happen that way.
Plot it out weeks in advance.
Yeah, it's a mission.
She told us on the street that she would show us her hiney. Yes. Her Brazilian hiney.
Very nice.
Brazilians
girl.
Are known for
their hineys.
Very nice hineys.
Yes.
She's got like a very nice
hiney.
Skin tone
yes.
to her, nice coloring.
I prefer a shit pumper.
Jesus.
It's nice. It rolls off the tongue.
No, yeah, roll off your tongue.
Turd cutter.
yeah.
But she's a very nice girl, but yeah. she said she would show her hiney if her boyfriend was cool with it. It's, you know,
very lovely.
Thumbs up, boyfriend.
No.
What?
Why is Stan saying no?
I'm talking to the voice on my earphone. I'm sorry.
Oh.
What voice?
No.
Butcher.
Only on one condition, guys.
Oh, what? Boy.
That Norton has to rub butts with her.
Wow. Ooh.
Jesus.
Jimmy.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, Jimmy can't do that.
No way will I rub butts at all. I mean, I just can't do it.
Jimmy's very responsible.
He's very bashful too. Jimmy's not the yeah. kind of guy who likes
we'll rub butts. I just can't rub butts. God.
Yeah.
Two heinies, one cup. Here we go.
Why is Jimmy standing up?
Because I'm stretching.
Oh,
so
okay. Jimmy's just standing up and stretching.
That I had to stand up and go.
All right.
No good lighting in this place.
Yeah, let's get the Brazilian girl a little closer to the Thanks. Console so we can see.
I understand what the boyfriend's doing because he's adding horror. Into the mix here. It was going to be something really nice.
He's removing the sex appeal for everybody.
Now, here's the deal, though. Don't fucking let Jimmy block the view right away. It's not going to be a dump, rub ass, so I got to look at Jimmy's ass.
Yeah, Jim, could you accidentally trip in the middle of this?
Just and break your skull floor? On the fucking end of the console and lay there for an hour?
No, you go ahead, and then we can. If you're comfortable, I want you to be comfortable.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Brazilian girls.
Is there any... Can we put some mood music, anything like that, just to make it comfortable? Show your hiney music?
Yeah.
All right. What are you wearing under there? Is there some type of thongish thing?
It's kind of... They're just like short...
Boy shorts?
Boy short things? Jesus H.
I guess.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Jimmy's want to describe our Brazilian friend for the radio audience.
She's a very, very beautiful girl. She has black hair and a fantastic smile. She has on a little black vest and a gray shirt, and you can see a little bit of her flat, lovely stomach and her belt. She has a very nice belt and some jeans.
Taking it off, guys.
She's undoing that. There's nothing better than the metallic sound of a belt. It's amazing. It's either a frightening sound because you're about to get beaten, or it's a sexy sound because you're about to rub hineys.
You're about to autoerotic asphyxiate yourself.
And that as well.
And just to be fair, Jimmy is wearing a Malcolm Young t-shirt with some faded Gap jeans and running sneakers for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
I have a bad foot, though. So I can get about.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just spin around.
You can show them.
And
we didn't lose Karen, did we?
Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin's here.
All right,
yeah. Okay. Just face Jimmy.
Okay.
Can we see the underpants first? Because that's a little bit more innocent.
Yeah. Tease us a little bit. There you go.
A little tease.
Holy mackerel.
Oh, they're blue.
Yeah, they're blue polka dot.
Nice. Oh, that's very nice.
Oh, they're sexy.
Having a bathing suit on.
Nothing to be embarrassed at. It is like a bathing suit.
Fortunately, we have this nice soothing light in here.
Yeah. The soothing light that you can't see anything in.
I know.
I should have eaten more carrots.
You know what, though? This is...
Okay.
She is for... Driver Ed pants.
That's my toast.
That's right lovely.
And I
jumping
have
Jiminy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you...
I have to just...
Face... just the way you're facing. And then down that goes.
Okay.
And holy shit.
Wow,
I gotta say.
Oh, guys, I can't.
That is... A really nice ass.
Can I say hubba hubba?
Those Brazilians.
Yeah.
They're known for their ass.
They know how to build an ass.
I don't want
to
butt rub her if she's uncomfortable, because her boyfriend's
not a Brazilian ass, dude. That's about one quarter of a Brazilian ass.
Well, it's, you know.
It's like a Marsha Brady tanned up ass.
She's 22.
That's a very shapely, but Brazilian girls usually have really larger asses, but
yeah.
I like that because it
this
has
is the American model.
It's a beautiful shape to it, but it's a small.
Yeah,
it's the hybrid.
Great hiney. Yeah.
The hybrid.
That is a.
Wow.
Let me just say this.
Yes. Absolutely.
Kevin, you missed a good one.
Contagious.
I know. As you would imagine, being on the phone, it's doing nothing for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounded like a little quiet out there.
Yeah. I'm sure the Pal Talk people are screaming also because the whole thing crashed, and I can't even turn it off now to turn it back on.
Did it crash?
Yeah.
Why did it crash?
Because probably everybody wanted to see her ass. See? No one saw it.
Well, Pal Talk, I got to tell you, you missed a beaut.
Yeah.
You missed a beaut. You should have seen what happened when the other girl came in and they shared the cup. Why did Mars take us off the air? Is he not approving of something?
No. We're coming back in 9 seconds.
All right, wait. Oh, my God.
Dude, what was that?
Merger thing again. And that's it. We can't talk about the merger anymore, so stop.
I can't believe you brought it up, man.
Because that's all they want to talk about on the phones. We said what we're going to say about the merger.
Are you guys off the air now?
No, we're back.
No, we're back, Kevin.
I wanted to hear about the merger.
We got Kevin Smith on the phone. I don't know what's going on. They keep
it's really annoying. What's happening, Nathaniel?
I'm getting to the bottom of the exact technical issue.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Doesn't seem like a lot of bottom getting to.
Well, other people do it in
bottom
in my
getting
ear.
To. We got to a bottom.
Yes, we certainly
yes.
did.
Yes. All right. She's just standing there awkwardly now.
Do you feel awkward?
No, actually, I feel very comfortable here.
Oh, then you might as well take all your clothes off.
That's my goal, is to get her naked with a hammer and just bashing Eric's face. No disrespect, Eric, for the show.
None taken. Don't worry about it.
Her boyfriend's very cool to have been okay with that. Not that he allowed her. She's
an
adult.
He's sleeping with that. Why wouldn't he be cool with anything?
Hey, I'm very protective over my girlfriend. I mean,
because you're afraid of losing her.
Yeah, I know.
You're
someone with a bigger cock to come along.
Jimmy, and, if
she's come walking down the street with the thing out, she just runs away from you.
I got to ask Jimmy because we had some penthouse pets in studio, and one was so hot that Jimmy said something. He said he would go home.
Oh, I said a couple things. I said I would set my girlfriend on fire.
That was one.
And I also had to hear it from my girlfriend because I said I would grab her by the hair and drag her out of the apartment and leave her if the girl would come
leave
home
her with
me.
The garbage.
Yeah, and she heard the entire broadcast.
Oh, she did.
Wasn't well received. Well, you'd be surprised that doesn't go over.
I wanted to bring that up again. Let's say that this girl's single, and you know, what would you do?
I would take her out for a malted and chit-chat about how fun my girlfriend is.
A malted?
I would take her out and go, you know, you should find the bliss of a relationship that I have.
Jimmy's just revealed himself to be Jughead from Archie Comics.
I really am.
Malted.
I want Big Apple to shit in my mouth.
All right. Someone's suggesting that we play Two Girls, One Cup for the studio audience today. How many people have seen that?
They just saw it.
Blew the gag.
Don't worry about it.
Never mind. That's
we have another
with.
Girl that drove in from Akron, too, which I would... She was sending me...
Akron.
Yeah.
Will she slow...
Ralph, I have offices in Akron, Ohio. That's Bill. Hello, Bill.
You want to bring her in, Jimmy?
Yeah, she wants to come in.
Who, Alfalfa?
Hey, guys.
No, Kevin, no.
I do. I got to wake the kid up and take her to school.
That just means we bored you to death. I know.
It means I'm a responsible parent.
All right. Yeah. So, hey, Kevin, what's the big plug today?
The big plug is Smodcast Aaron on XM, what is it, 202?
Yeah.
Channel 202 on what, Saturday night? What time does it start?
8 p.m.
Is it going to be this weekend again?
Yeah, 8 p.m.
Oh, cool. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. You're going to hear some Smodcast from Kevin
Smith.
If
you've never listened to him online, you get to listen to him on XM.
Yeah, I like that. I like
Thanks
we made
to
it.
My good friends at ONA.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, guys. I'll check in next week on Friday with the announcement.
That would be great.
Man, take care.
All right.
Thanks. Kevin Smith, everyone from LA.
Great guest, man.